great athletes, and I've gotten a chance to work with athletes that were not so great. And I will tell you, this is a common thing for both. Both of them share self-talk and belief or disbelief in themselves. With success comes confidence, and with none success comes less confidence. What's good, everybody? I'm Justin Miller, host and owner of the Legends of Athletics podcast. We're back with another fresh episode. So for those of you that have been keeping up with the podcast over the weeks, you know our scheduling as far as getting out the audio and visuals to you guys has been a little bit off from what we were doing. And that's just because we've been busy. Hey, we're rolling into summer, and so this is the time of year where it gets crazy, gets wild. And I get excited because I like working with athletes, and I like working to help those athletes reach their goals. And I feel like the mad scientist behind the scenes that kind of gets to try things I know that are tried and true, but also with every athlete, because each and every one of them is so different, it gives you a challenge to really dig into your bag and even learn new things, because you have to approach every situation as its own. And so before we jump into the topic of today's episode, I want you guys to make sure you go like, follow, comment, subscribe, rate this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to it on. Help us move up in the rankings and help us to continue to grow. Our growth with the podcast has been great, and with consistency brings excellence, and you guys have been consistent in the production and the support. We've been consistent in the production part. You guys have been consistent in the support of the podcast, and it's greatly appreciated. I could not thank you guys enough for your support, because it keeps me going. It keeps the dream alive. And if you would like any Legends of Athletics merch, this is not one of them. This is an Under Armour shirt. But if you would like any Legends of Athletics merch, visit legendsofathletics.com. Follow us on social media at Legends of Athletics, and we will be happy to have you. Plenty of content out there to help athletes and help people, adults, older adults even, be the best them they can be. And so with that, I appreciate all those things. And so I like to make sure we get that housekeeping out the way, and also make sure that you guys feel appreciated as you sit back and listen to me talking and listen to this episode. And hopefully you get great things from it. So today's episode is about moving towards our goals. This is not anything directly sports related, but I want to talk to you guys about moving towards your goals, because we talk a lot about the positives and we do address the negatives, but I know that whenever we're going towards something that we've never seen, doing something we've never done, things can get, it's a lot more to the puzzle than just giving you a motivational video or motivational speech. It's a lot more to the puzzle than just saying go through it or lean into it. And so I got three things I want to address as far as moving towards our goals. The first thing I want to talk about is self-talk. Self-talk is just an internal dialogue that we have with ourselves. As far as athletes goes, there's a lot of athletes that talk to themselves, whether that be before a game, before a tryout, before practice, what have you. This is a lot of what goes into it. This was the first thing I thought of for this subject, moving towards our goals, because in sports training, a lot of times I've gotten a chance to work with great athletes, and I've gotten a chance to work with athletes that were not so great. And I will tell you, this is a common thing for both. Both of them share self-talk and belief or disbelief in themselves. With success comes confidence, and with none success comes less confidence. And so self-talk is kind of cultivated or shaped around the confidence that we have in ourselves. And for many athletes that I've gotten the chance to train, especially being in rural parts of the world, here in the South, it's just been building that belief in yourself and then building the skills on top of that belief. Because if it starts with that, if you don't believe in yourself, number one, nothing else matters. Nothing else counts. You can do whatever programming you want to. You can do conjugate method, triphasic method. You can do the 5-minute method. You can do all these different programs. But if you don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in the program that you're doing, and you don't believe in the skills that you are acquiring, none of that works. I don't care who's training you, none of it will work. And so we have to work on that inner dialogue. I used to be a person, as I was coming up, I thought that talking down to myself would cause me to come up. So if I would say to myself, like in a game, come on, you know, you ain't no bleep. You ain't weak, this, that, whatever. You're not this. Look at you. You're weak. You're sorry. You're disgusting. This thing, this, that, and the other. I felt like that was breeding me to be better, be more successful, but it wasn't. These were things I kind of got from other people that I thought worked for me, you know, watching movies and things like that, get yourself amped up. But when it came down to it, these things negatively affected my game. It was the times where I was relaxed, joking, jovial, kind of going in it with the confidence that the training and the practice that I put in, all those times, those hours spent in the weight room, on the track, on the field, were going to pay off, that I was very comfortable in my role and I had some of the best games of my life. And so, you know, even when I was in college, it was like, you know, I'm going to do this to prove this person wrong, prove that person wrong. It's so much so that when I graduated from school, I really didn't celebrate it to the apex that I could have, because it was like, you know, on to the next thing, on to the next thing. I didn't take the time to celebrate that moment until later. But that was something that I had to learn. And like I said, just your self-talk and what you tell yourself on a daily basis is going to shape your world. It's going to shape how you think about things and what you say and what you think, first of all, and then what comes out of your mouth and you say, you are going to make those things true. And so your self-talk has to be in line with what you want to do, and it has to be in line with who you want to become. If you want to be become a Division I, Division II, Division III athlete, and you feel like, you know, I feel like I can accomplish that goal, well, you know, how do you view yourself and view your game? I tell athletes this all the time, especially the ones that struggle with that confidence a little bit more than others. I say this: we can control what we can control. We can do what we can do. Outside of that, everything else is beyond our control. If we're a fast runner, hey, that's great. If we can't juke, or we can't shake, or can't spin, things like that, hey, that's stuff we can work on later. But right now, that's beyond our control. So let's see how we can maximize that one skill and maybe master it, and then get other skills around it to make that skill a little bit better, polish it up a little bit. And so that's the first thing that I would say. You got to work on your self-talk. You got to work on prepping yourself and things like that. Now, I still do play sports. I don't play nearly as competitively as I once did, naturally. But I still do play sports. And one thing that I can say that I take into my own, because this is something that I've learned, is how to talk myself up. So in moments where I may not be having a great game, I said, come on, let's go, Miller. You can do this. You've done it before. Do it again. Come on. You know, even in workouts, things like that. That's how I kind of get myself a few other things. One of the things I say to get myself back in line. And you have to pattern disrupt, because when things are going bad, our mind is naturally going to take us to everything is about to go bad. But you have to learn how to pattern interrupt and say, all right, that happened. All right, moving to the next play. Well, how can we do this better on the next play? And things like that. That doesn't mean it's going to go the best the next way, but that means we're resetting ourselves back up for success. And so we're staying resilient, we're staying strong, and that's the mind of a strong athlete. The next thing that I have is you have to believe in the outcome. This goes back to the self-talk. If we don't believe in what we're doing, nothing is going to work. So you have to believe in the outcome. Whenever you're running those sprints, whenever you're putting that extra time in after practice, whenever you're catching those passes, do you believe that this is going to create a better me, a better athlete, a better situation for myself? Or do you just think, oh, I'm just going to go through the motions. I'm just going through the motions. Nothing's happening. I don't see the results. I don't see anything. One thing that I can tell you that I've learned from speed training, speed coaching, is that it's a rigorous process, but it's a long, extensive process. We live in a microwave society right now, microwave world. And so a lot of the things that we do, we want to see instant success, instant gratification. But with that, you have to know some things take time. Shaving off 1/10 of a second, 2/10 of a second, 3/10 of a second is phenomenal. It may not sound like a lot, but it takes a lot to get there. Yeah, some athletes come in and they may be messed up everywhere. So you start tweaking and they change all these things, they get these big jumps. But when you're elite, you're looking for the little jumps, the little details. Most of the athletes I've trained that are in a collegiate level now, when they were in high school, we always talked about the details. I said, there's this quote that goes, the devil lies in detail. But for me, I'm more so of the details are what get us paid. That's where the bag is at, is in the details. Everybody can run a route. From a 300-pound, 400-pound man down to a 150-pound man, everybody can run the route tree. The slants, the goes, the comebacks, returns, the whips, all that stuff. Everybody can run these routes. Everybody can learn the releases. What separates you is like, do I know when to use this tool? Do I know how to use this tool? How many tools do I have in my bag? Or do I gotta go ask my neighbor for some tools? Those are the details that get you paid. Your footwork, foot placement, eye placement. How fast can we run? Can I manipulate the route by going fast, going slow? How can I do all these things to affect the outcome? That's the people that get paid. So if you want to get there, you got to live and die in the details. One thing I can say is most of you kids that play football, I studied there, but yeah, most of you kids that play football, the reality is everybody in America just about is lifting right now in the off season. So that's not a separator. The separator is the time you put in, the intent that you put in. If you're not able to do the extra time, well, what's the intent? Am I going at this the right way? Or am I just going at it like, hey, I'm gonna lift weights. If I get stronger, I get stronger. If I don't, I don't. A lot of times that's what separates a lot of athletes, especially today with the cell phones and things. If you put the time in, God knows you're gonna be ahead of so many people. If you put an extra hour in a day, you're 5 hours ahead of everybody else. If you put 2 hours in extra a week, you're 2 hours more advanced than most of the people on your team. So you're gonna naturally get better. And so that's the mindset again, shaping how we look at things. I've seen it too many times where athletes go in with great intent. They put the time in, put the work in, and good things happen. Good results happen behind that. So it's hard to get me on the train of not believing that just because I've seen it work out too many times. The last thing I will tell you is abandon the outcome. I got this from Tony Holler, I think, Hoyer. I think it's Tony Holler. And I'm sorry if I'm messing up your name, Mr. Tony. But I did get this quote from you. And I hope it's not, I may be butchering it, but I'm gonna say it in three words: abandon the outcome. So I just told you to believe in the outcome, but now I want you to abandon the outcome, because that goes back to the first thing that I said, right? When you abandon the outcome, you fall in love with the process. When you fall in love with the process, you fall in love with the details. When you fall in love with the detailing, then you get confidence. You start to believe in yourself. Even when it's not working, you know that it's working because you believe in the training. Coach Beckham, whenever we did that podcast, I think that was episode maybe 108 or 110, somewhere in there. Whenever we did the episode, he had a quote in there that says, "Each and every one of us, in times of distress, we fall back to the level of our training." Of course, it's a training channel. We talk about things that get you guys better as athletes, things to help you get better as an athlete. And the question I would ask is, whenever times get hard, what level of training do you fall to? That tells you exactly who you are. So when you abandon the outcome, you step into a situation and you say, I'm going to believe in myself. I'm going to believe in the training and the work that I put in, and whatever happens, happens. You know something good is probably going to happen, but you don't necessarily say it's going to be good. You don't necessarily say it's going to be bad. You say, I believe in myself and the training that I've put in, and I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to go to war and fight for what I believe in. There's another quote that Mr. Tony had, and I did not write it down, but it says, I'd rather go to war with a man who has basically already abandoned the outcome that he may die than the one that is worried if he will live or die. And I want you to think about that. If you go to war, do you want to step off with somebody who says, hey, man, we may not make it out, but I'm going to fight and give you the best I can? Or the one who's worried, like, hey, I don't really know if I'm gonna make it out, man. And then you get lost in thought because you're not prepared to fight and battle. For those of you with big goals or little goals, you gotta fight for whatever you want in this lifetime. One thing I would tell you getting older is that you see a lot of people give up, a lot of people lose their fight because life hands you another set of problems that are hard to explain. But you know, I want each and every one of you that listen to this podcast to be successful. And I hope that what I've said here is able to puncture the thought, give you something to think about, some thinking points. And I hope it's able to help you get to the next level, whatever that is, whether that be entrepreneurship, business, study, things like that, academics, whatever. I hope that it's able to do that. And so I want each and every one of us, me included, to keep moving towards our goals. Don't give up the fight. Fight for every ounce and everything that you got, and believe in yourself, believe in your craft, believe in your skills. Study your skills to make yourself undeniably great. And as always, get 1% better each and every day. Do the things that legends do. And as always, 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 again, don't forget this part. Be legendary.